is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Two government officials have given impeachment investigators vivid recaps of the Trump administration's efforts to push Ukraine into investigating Democrats and former Vice President Joe Biden. AP's Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
The latest transcripts from closed-door meetings feature vivid testimony from Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and former Trump Russia advisor Fiona Hill. Both express concerns about administration efforts to push Ukraine into investigating Joe Biden and Democrats. They're describing one meeting where Ambassador Gordon Sondland told Ukrainians they'd need to launch the investigations if they wanted a meeting with President Trump. Vindman says the rough transcript of the president's July call with Ukraine's president at the heart of the impeachment probe was edited to remove a reference of the energy company with ties to Hunter Biden. This morning, the president dismissed the testimony so far, saying he's seen nothing that hurts him.
I'm not concerned about anything. The testimony has all been fine.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. President Donald Trump has rejected China's claim the United States and China have agreed to roll back some of the tariffs that each side imposed on the other's goods during their ongoing trade dispute. Speaking outside the White House, the president said China would like to have a rollback in tariffs, but he has not agreed. Trump's remarks suggest that much work remains to be done at the bargaining table to end the bitter trade war.
We're getting along very well with China. They want to make a deal. Frankly, they want to make a deal a lot more than I do.
China's Commerce Ministry said Thursday the world's two largest economies have agreed to roll back some of the tariffs each side imposed on the other's goods during their ongoing trade dispute. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Candlelight vigils mourning a student who died Friday after a high fall during a pro-democracy rally quickly spiraled into clashes between pro-democracy protesters and police in Hong Kong Friday night. Student Chow Sik Lok fell from the third floor to the second floor of a parking lot early Monday. Chow, a student at the University of Science and Technology, fell as protesters were being dispersed by police. He died on Friday, which was graduation day for many UST students. Friday night, protesters started a fire, threw bricks at police, and broke traffic lights near the scene of the incident. Police used tear gas to disperse the protesters. Chow's death is likely to fuel anger at police, who are under pressure over accusations of excessive force as the former British colony grapples with its worst political crisis in decades. British police have released the names of 39 Vietnamese victims, including three boys, found dead in the back of a truck near London last month. As Anna Bevan of Reuters reports, consultations have begun with Hanoi over repatriation of the bodies.
British police have released the names of all 39 Vietnamese victims found dead in the back of a refrigerated truck near London last month. Among the 31 males and 8 women were 3 boys. 2 of them were 15 years old, another was 17. Police say the Vietnamese and British governments are now working on repatriating the bodies. The exact cause of death has not yet been revealed. The driver of the truck has been charged with 39 counts of manslaughter, conspiracy to traffic people, and money laundering. Vietnamese police have arrested 10 people there in connection with the deaths.
That's Anna Bevan of Reuters. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo criticized Russia and China in a speech in Berlin Friday. Reuters' Amber McCarthy reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo didn't hold back in his criticism of China and Russia on Friday in a speech in Berlin.
Today, Russia, led by a former KGB officer stationed in Dresden, invades its neighbors and slays political opponents. In China, the Chinese Communist Party is shaping a new vision of authoritarianism, one that the world has not seen for an awfully long time.
Pompeo was speaking in Germany to mark 30 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall, the Cold War's most potent symbol.
That's Amber McCarthy of Reuters. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website. That's voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.